Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers stormed to a 15-3 victory over the Braves to cut their deficit in the National League Championship Series to 2-1. Los Angeles scored 11 of its runs in the first inning, the highest scoring inning in postseason history. In the American League Championship, the Astros held on to beat the Rays 4-3. They live to see another day, but the Rays still lead the series 3-1. In soccer, the New York Red Bulls tied Toronto FC 1-1, New York City FC tied Orlando City 1-1, and the New England Revolution bested the Montreal Impact 3-2. In NFL news, the Patriots activated quarterback Cam Newton from the league's COVID-19 reserve list yesterday. Newton is expected to practice with the team today, which likely would lead to his starting on Sunday against Denver. New England was 2-1 with Newton as its starter, then lost at Kansas City when he was sidelined after testing positive for the virus. Three Patriots remain on the list: cornerback Stephon Gilmore, defensive tackle Byron Cowart, and practice squad DT Bill Murray. In college football last night, Coastal California knocked off Louisiana Lafayette 30-27. The Southeastern Conference has postponed Saturday's game between number 10 Florida and defending national champion LSU after the Gators had 19 players test positive for COVID-19. Alabama is still set to face number 3 Georgia on Saturday, but the Crimson Tide will likely be without iconic coach Nick Saban, who tested positive for COVID-19 along with athletic director Greg Byrne yesterday. The 68-year-old Saban says he's isolating at home and isn't experiencing any symptoms. And 7 months after the pandemic cost Albany its first NCAA men's basketball tournament since 2003, the Times Union Arena was awarded first and second round games in 2023 yesterday. The NCAA says Albany will also host the 2022 and 2026 men's ice hockey regionals, the 2024 women's basketball regionals, and the 2023 men's lacrosse quarterfinals at the University at Albany. UMass Amherst will host the 2024 men's hockey regionals. I'm Jesse King.